Episode 13, clicker 8. I thought it would be good to follow up from Bet last week by talking about clicker 8. This is the latest incarnation of the successful clicker series. Clicker 8 is a different and certainly a game-changing program in that several features have been added which will make it even more functional and more impressive to use for a range of needs. Clicker 8 is a perfect tool for inclusion because children can interact with the package, which is really more than one package in its entirety. And now it has had an added close procedure. So clicker close is a procedure app and application which allows text to be inputted from either your word processor, the internet, or any other particular means of getting information. And then the words are stripped out according to whatever you want it to be. You can strip out individual words yourself or strip out every fourth or fifth word. And the idea is that students can then look at a list of words on the left-hand screen and choose from that the correct word. Now, it's not a correct answer tool. It's a free and open contact tool, so you get to see what the pupils really do understand, because that's what the name of the game is. The second tool is analytics, which has been enhanced and increased. There are now more particular aspects to record, particularly the number of words used according to their grammar, and a visual kind of wheel to decide that. Certainly this brings more in focus a recording aspect of Clicker, which is very, very welcome for seeing what children actually do. And the last one I would like to mention is Picturize. Picturize is a simpler way of obtaining pictures in a grid. The old method was basically type in your word, press the tab key, and if the grid was meant to show pictures, it would reveal a picture of the word that you're trying to express. Now, this method now works on a right mouse click with a list of menu options, and you can actually picturize an entire grid on one click, which will save some time. Time is of the essence, and certainly Clicker has always suffered from time constraint problems, and that's why a lot of teachers feel they can't use it, because it requires an awful lot of preparation and effort to make it work. But once it is working, it's brilliant. So the other aspect is that packages that have been sold separately, like the Find Out and Write About series or the Planet Wobble series, are now incorporated into Learning Grids for free. So they're not a bolt-on package anymore. They are actually incorporated into this one package. So that, again, is a good option for those who are thinking, well, is it really worth the money? This option has now been made available. So I was also impressed by seeing Clicker 7 and Clicker Arabic, which provides an alternative keyboard in Arabic with a word processor that writes from right to left instead of left to right. So this is a perfect Middle East tool. So we would encourage schools and college and university environments to consider using it. And lastly, there is a very good setup now for universal licensing. Site licensing, you just need to ring Cric office and discuss how licensing is obtained now. So let's hope there is a practical solution to the age-old one of not having up-to-date updates and software for Clicker. So all in all, that's a useful set of tips. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week. Bye for now.